So I want like 400-ish, 500-ish.
He's not wanting like special favors, right?
Dr. Seuss's wife? No, I only fist her. That's not really that special, is it?
No, I mean him.
He's out of the picture. Yeah. Hell yeah.
We're gonna be knocking knees. Are you okay with that?
That's an innuendo, right?
Yes.
Knee knockers?
Knocking knees?
Knocking knees, not knee knockers.
Yeah, not That's... knee knockers.
That brings up a whole different
image. It's a different innuendo.
Am I sitting too close?
No, we should be fine.
Okay, it's the chair squeaking.
Just don't scream.
Yeah, just don't scream.
Or move.
Don't creak the chair.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've been known to yell.
Okay, well don't.
I've also been known to yell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready though.
But we're talking about
palindromes.
I can get pretty heated over palindromes.
I'm not gonna get.
Then you're a loser.
I'm not gonna get heated at all in the palindromes.
No.
This is
one of the most apathetic lists that I've written.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Some of these are like, wow, I didn't know that was an palindrome, so it made the list.
Yeah.
I feel like I picked some good ones. I
picked some good ones, but like...
Same.
Hold on, let me reorder.
This could have been a top five for sure.
Yeah, it was hard. I had like a top like five or six and then had to struggle to fit four more on there. So, I hope we've jazzed you up. Ready. Welcome. Thank you for showing up and listening to this wonderful, absolutely insane episode of This Is Why You're Wrong. I'm John. I got Liz and Steven. E-Rib. Steven doesn't really have a name. He's not Fist. He's Growler.
I'm Growler.
We got Growler. I'm
Black Jesus.
Black Jesus.
The only person who calls me a nickname calls me Black Jesus.
But yeah, but you're not Black Jesus. I know. Joe Allen calls you Black Jesus.
No, Tina calls me Black Jesus.
Does Joe Allen not call you Black Jesus also? Is no. it just Tina?
It's just Tina.
Okay.
Shout out to
whatever.
Tina.
You're definitely not Black. Like, you got an afro. I guess Black Jesus could have an afro.
I would have if I was Jesus back in the day.
That's true.
But
if
like
Jesus, if Jesus was black, he'd probably just be a generic black guy. So.
Mm-hmm, with a fro. Vibing. Hanging out.
He wouldn't have long flowing hair.
That's true. You're right. You're right.
Because he didn't. Anyway.
You're a big dude, though.
How big was Jesus?
I assume not above 6 foot tall.
Probably.
I would assume.
Probably not.
Because that's not the average. The average is... The average... I don't know what the average for Middle Eastern men at that era was.
Probably little.
Yeah, I think as a whole, the average has grown over time.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like 5'10"? Five,
no. Nine? No. My guess is like 5'4".
5'7"?
Yeah.
You weren't that little.
So the average now is
pretty.
The average now is like 5'8" or 5'9".
I would give him 5'6".
So the average then probably was closer to 5'6" or 7", maybe even a little less than that.
2,200 years ago, or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm sure about my height, way closer to my height than to Stevens.
Yeah, probably. Easy. Yeah. You're probably okay. Jesus size.
I agree.
Yeah, I am Jesus.
That's too bad. That's too bad. Who wants to go first?
I've got a question. I don't have a question, but I have to think of a question.
Sure.
Or we could... Do I sandwich the episode with question? Or do I put the question in the middle?
Well, do you have one already?
Do you have a question?
I don't. The question will be the middle. Because okay. That'll make it a palindrome.
Go for it. That's not how that works, but sure.
It will, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. You're going to put answers on either side.
Well, no. I mean, because... If I do questions only at the beginning and not at the end, it's not a palindrome. Sure. But if the middle bit is the questions,
sure.
And then both sides are intro, outro, and then numbers, it becomes a palindrome. You know?
Sure. Reasonable.
I don't want to go first.
You want to go first, D-Ribs?
Sure. My number 10 is the only one that is one word. Because I thought it was silly.
Sure.
It was the ablephobia, which is just the
Hey, that's also mine.
Same. That's also my number 10 because it was like, this is lame.
It's lame so enough lame. To be a number
It'll
10.
It'll be my number 10.
My number 10 is both that one and the positive one. It's, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Eophile or whatever.
Yeah, eophile or something. Which is just, you get sexually aroused. You get sexually aroused, but you really like.
It's a kink.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine really a like, palindrome being a kink.
Well,
in case you were wondering,
philia,
people, this
what,
word.
What's philia?
Love for.
Love for? Is it just love for?
I think so.
File is like happy passion. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So you fucking, this is your episode.
Sure. You're ready to go.
But in case everybody else is wondering what it means a abophobia is just a phobia of palindromes. You have a fear of palindromes, and the word is a palindrome, and I find that very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't even say the thing that you're afraid of, right? Yeah.
My number 9 is draw, O Caesar, erase a coward.
Oh my god, that's so long.
I don't have that many phrases.
I have 3.
I have a phrase. All these are phrases.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because words.
All right, what's your phrase again? Tell it to me.
Draw, O Caesar, erase a coward.
See, that's so lame. That's insane.
These are all lame. What do you have, Bob?
Do you have any Bobs around here?
How many Bobs are on your list?
I made my own. It's No John.
No John. That's so stupid.
That's why I see your number 9. But it's me in a palindrome.
No John. You're not John, though. You're Hand John Panna.
John has to be spelled without an H for this to work.
Yeah, has to. Mm-hmm. The first half of your name's a palindrome. That's special, right? Hannah?
I tried to do something with Hannah Jontana, but it sounded fucking stupid.
Yeah, dog. Always. My number 9 is a race car.
Race car is nowhere on my list.
Big fan of race car.
This the generic one.
It's the first one you learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're already back around. Okay.
Yeah, Liz.
Go. Are you ready for these crazy ones?
Oh, God. I'm not.
Amy, must I jiu-jitsu my ma?
What did you just say to me, What the fuck?
Amy. Because they use a lot of names, right?
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's the only way you can make it work.
You cheat.
Yeah, Amy, I get it.
Question mark. Must I jujitsu my ma?
You can't have... It's only a palindrome said, it's not a palindrome written, because there's a fucking question mark in it.
No, you don't have to use punctuation. But it's the letters. Sure, sure.
Reasonable.
Mine's in the same string of race car. It is Taco Cat.
That's too low. Taco Cat's the bee's knees.
It's alright. It's fine.
Taco Cat didn't make it.
It's on the same playing field as race car.
I love Taco Cat.
But, you know.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I already gave my number 9.
Your number 8?
My number 8.
Yeah,
radar.
We're going through these.
Radar?
Radar. I didn't realize it was a palindrome, so I was like, that's cool. There you go. It's a palindrome and an acronym.
This list is going to be very short.
Go hang a salami. Hold on, I'm not finished.
Oh my god.
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna. I'm a lasagna.
That one's pretty good. Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. That one's pretty good. I like that one. Sure. That one's pretty good.
You guys came up with this idea, okay?
Yeah, it's not good. I'm not happy about it.
This was a long time ago.
Yeah. This one is a phrase. Murder for a jar of red rum.
I saw that one, sure.
I like that one because, like, I've heard red rum and murder, you know. Mm-hmm.
Reasonable.
That's not a palindrome.
It is a palindrome.
Red rum.
Red rum isn't. No. Murder for a jar
Murder for a jar of red rum.
Yes.
Well, I've heard of...
I know.
What's
Shout
the...
out Stephen King.
Then
what's
I don't know
word?
What you're, like,
what's
questioning
the word for
me
that?
For.
Is there a word for that?
What?
Words that are a different word backwards than they are forwards?
Yes, it's palindrome backwards. I don't know what the word is,
fuck
but...
Fuck off.
It is.
Go fuck yourself. I know, but whoever made that up is lame. It's my turn, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Lemel.
Okay.
It is a shaving of metal.
Okay.
Often gold or silver.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. It's a fun word to say.
Mm.
Lemel.
You know what's also fun to say?
No. I don't want to know.
Go hang a salami, you lasagna hog.
Note, I dissent. A fast never prevents a fatness. I diet on cod.
I hate.
Yeah, this is awful.
I hate. God, it took someone so long to come up with that shit.
Some people are good at this, though. They can come up with shit. John came up with his own.
Yeah, it was very simple. It was very simple. I'm never going to put enough effort to think of a 5-word
no,
palindrome.
John.
I don't give a shit.
No, John.
No, John.
No,
sure.
John.
No, John.
Reasonable.
This one's in a different language. It's in Italian. So I'm going to tell you what it means in English.
I already know this one.
Also, I can probably guess.
Alitrota la tortilla.
Oh, no, that's not the Italian one I was going to go
There jogs the tortilla.
There jogs the tortilla. Tortilla is an Italian.
It's an Italian palindrome. It's in Italian.
It's in Italian.
In Italian, sure. Yes. Okay, the palindrome
Sure. Okay, sure. So tortilla backwards is a word in Italian.
Yeah, alitrota is la tortilla backwards.
That's very
That's
dumb.
Clever.
Very dumb.
That's clever, though.
Mine is not clever. My number six is kayak. It's another one like radar.
Sure.
That's kayak's fun. Cool. I didn't realize that.
You guys are lames.
My number...
Just pick one word and you're like, yeah, that's cool. I'm going to rank these words.
Yeah, well, yeah. This whole list was lame.
We're tearing right, through.
Now we're halfway through. I'm going to ask my question. Welcome to the middle bit where if we had more listeners, we would have a sponsor, but we don't have sponsors because nobody cares about us.
Not yet.
But thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Maybe they really like palindromes and you're just shitting on their love of palindromes. That's not why.
If you were asked, hey, for the next year, I need you to work 40 hours a week to write palindromes, what is the starting salary that it needs to be?
How many is it a...
Like 80K,
I come up with them. Do they have to be unique? New palindromes? Mm-hmm. How many do I have to have?
I need this number. It is a... Think of it like in like a science fiction. You are going to be required to be trying this 40 hours.
Sure.
To make palindromes.
Sure.
So it's not commission.
It's not commission. You could make a commission too.
Okay, so how much?
Do I get to work from home or do I have to go to an office?
You can work from home, but you're not doing what you're doing now, where you're playing video games or whatever while you're waiting for work to come in. It is you are spending.
What, can I convince my
40
boss?
Hours.
Can I convince my boss that I am within my mind trying to come up with palindromes while doing something else?
No.
I'm gonna get paid like $350K a year. Actually, you know what? I want $365K a year. To write palindrome 40 hours a week.
I want 10 grand a palindrome.
10 grand a palindrome.
Also, who wants you to...
It's a hypothetical situation, Liz.
I'd be questioning.
Is it Dr. Seuss?
Life.
Is he my cheating on his wife, forcing me to write palindromes with a gun to my head, also paying me $1K a day?
Yeah, it's his wife. His wife's your boss.
Oh, okay,
to be better
yeah.
than Dr.
Sure.
Seuss.
I want 365K take home. So I want like 400-ish, 500-ish.
He's
salary.
Not wanting like special favors, right?
What?
Dr. Seuss's wife? No, I only fist her. That's not really that special, is it?
No, I mean him.
He's out of the picture.
Yeah, you're cucking Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, she divorced.
Oh, sure.
She got divorced when she had cancer. Well, he divorced her.
Y'all know way too much about this man's life.
Dr. Seuss is a dickhead.
I mean, Dr. Seuss is a dickhead.
We're on number five.
He got sick beats, though. Gay man sees name. Garbage man sees name tag.
I need you to repeat that one, Liz.
Gay man sees name. Garbage man sees his name tag.
Gay man sees name. Garbage man sees name tag. That's also pretty not bad. That's pretty not bad.
All right, this one is Russian. I'm not going to try and pronounce it. I wrote it down so I can show it to you.
Sure.
If you want, I'll show it to you after the list is done because it's my whole list.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it down. I could not pronounce
Spell
this
it.
To you. See, but some of these characters I've never seen.
Oh, they're in Cyrillic?
Yeah, well, so you got...
What's it mean?
A-T-O-T-C-Y, something that looks like an N. It's just like the...
Sure.
But it's a half of a square or half
mm-hmm.
of a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
N-Y-C-T-O-T-A. That soup is emptiness.
Ooh, that's fun.
So I liked the phrase, but you
emptiness.
Know, I don't know how to fucking say it in
Russian.
Yeah.
You think my list is a loser, but you got that Russian shit that you can't even pronounce on there?
You got two of them. That's it. We're done.
No more horror languages.
No more different languages. Your whole list is shitty phrases that don't that are
insane.
That somebody got paid $60K a year to.
Is that your number?
They had to get paid more. No, I would have to get paid more.
No, I'm pretty sure this is like what people make up.
It's not fucking 365K take home, but if someone was like, hey, I'll pay you 150K a year to do this, sure.
No, you know what?
I'll do that for a couple years and then we're done.
No, they absolutely threw this into like an AI, like they showed like an AI the, bunch of words,
like AI art?
Make a palindrome. No, like when they do, they like make a robot watch a bunch of movies and then they have to like create a script.
Sure, sure.
That's basically what these are.
Yeah, or like the words unscramblers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, they don't make full sense, but they make enough sense to make a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Palindrome. Absolutely. What's your number five?
Tat-a-rat-a-tat-it?
Sure.
Tat-a-rat-a-tat?
Tat-a-rat-a-tat.
It's a little low.
It's pretty fun.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty fun to say, too.
Not on my list.
Tat-a-rat-a-tat?
Surprise, surprise.
It's the noise.
Tat-a-rat-a-tat.
It's a palindrome. It's a, not a palindrome. It's an onomatopoeia.
And a palindrome.
And a palindrome.
Yeah, it's great. It's a twofer.
Uh-huh. Thank you, James Joyce.
Did he make that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He used it in Ulysses.
Oh, okay.
Book is 9 million years long. Also, he's a dickhead. Because he doesn't use any punctuation in that book.
I mean, can think of some other dickheads.
Cormac McCarthy's also doesn't use punctuation.
Yeah, but not, like, he uses periods and stuff. He ends sentences. Ulysses does not.
Okay.
Neither does,
James Joyce doesn't.
James Joyce.
No.
Jose Saramago.
Yes.
Yeah, Liz doesn't like Jose Saramago.
Mm-hmm. He also doesn't use punctuation. Throw on quotations in the middle of a sentence and then run on sentences and... Yes. My number four. Dog, as a devil deified, lived as a god.
I knew it was going to end in god because it started with dog, which is cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. That one's reasonable. It's no lasagna hog, but it's decent.
It's murdrum.
Ooh.
It's the murdering of an unknown person.
I saw that and I was like, that's kind of lame. Like, they did it.
Yeah.
Because it's almost murder.
It's almost murder, almost red rum.
Yeah.
So it's like... Wait, that's like an actual thing?
Yeah, murdrum.
But it's like a bad name.
They do a palindrome and they were like, well, now we have to come up with a definition for this.
Absolutely.
Nonsense. Maybe.
It's like the Patriot Act.
Sure.
Explain why is like the Patriot Act.
They came up with the Patriot. It's an acronym. Patriot Act is an acronym for something stupid.
Is it?
Yeah. And they came up with Patriot Act because it sounded good. And then they're like, and it means this. It's a backronym.
USA Patriot Act is uniting and strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism.
Yeah.
That is awful. That's atrocious. See? That is...
USA stands
for uniting and strengthening America. That's dog shit. That is awful. That's
USA.
A terrible goddamn acronym.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. They gave up with that. They came up with that first, and they're like, fuck it. Why not? Well, this goes hard.
Effective October 26th, 2001. It took them...
Yeah, it was the thing
It
after.
Took them almost... It took them a month and a half to think of this fucking acronym for this shitty thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they knocked it out the park.
Fuck America.
That's what I'm saying. Whose turn is it? My turn?
Do you say you're number four yet?
No. Rotavator.
Rotavator?
Rotavator.
What is a rotavator?
It's a thing that tills stuff.
Oh, okay. Sure.
It's a tilling machine.
That sounds like what it is.
Yeah, it's great. Rotavator.
My number three is Uzi Rat in a sanitary zoo.
I saw that one.
That one's pretty fun.
I like that one.
Uzi Rat? Uzi Rat's fun to say.
Uzi Rat, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Twitch Rat.
Pretty lame.
Surprise.
Amore Roma.
Amore. That's the one I thought you were going to say when you said tortilla, la tortilla.
Yeah. Amore Roma's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Tight.
Was that your number trace?
Yeah.
My number trace is Taco Cat.
Oh, wow. That's pretty high.
I'm a big fan of Taco Cat.
I mean, they're all pretty lame, so.
They're all pretty lame. My number two is Dugeese Sea God.
Dugeese Sea God. Ooh, that's fun.
No.
They absolutely don't. They think they're gods. Fuck geese.
Yeah, fuck geese.
Why are you reading into this?
Fuck geese.
Because fuck, yeah.
Hate geese.
Yeah.
People don't like geese.
Yeah, but at least a god is not dog backwards. It's just...
Dugeese.
Duga.
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 It's Tat-a-rat-tat.
Tat-a-rat-a-tat. That's pretty fun.
Very good.
Too bad I hit a boot.
What?
Too bad I hit a boot.
That's worse than any of Liz's.
That's what I was.
And you have it at number two. Really, what is that?
I really like it.
Jesus Christ.
It's a ton of fun. It's really fun to say. Too bad I hit a boot.
I like my number one better.
My number one's a threat.
Okay.
It's Yo Banana Boy.
I did like that one. I did like Yo Banana Boy.
Yo Banana Boy's pretty fun.
I didn't put it on my list.
Or not a threat, sorry. Mine's a euphemism.
Mine's kind of cheating. It's the really long poem by Dimitri Martin.
Ooh, yeah.
The 224-word poem. The whole thing's a palindrome.
He does a bit where he writes that with both hands at the same time. One going forward and one going backwards.
Fucking
crazy.
Dimitri Martin is the best autistic person I have ever watched do stand-up.
He's a freak.
What's your threat?
Amazing.
It's a euphemism, sorry. Mr. Owl Ate My Metal Worm. Take that as you will.
He sucked your dick?
He slobbed on it, dog.
Metal?
He choked it down.
Metal worm is a euphemism for dick?
It could be a euphemism for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'd like
maybe
to know.
Maybe you're a robot.
I'd like to know what the other things are.
Could be a gat. Which is a euphemism for
Yeah, he
Draco,
killed himself. With your gun.
Which is a euphemism for Glizzy. Which is a euphemism for Glock.
Yeah, metal hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Choking on that metal hot dog.
A strap-on.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Don Fan's metal trunk from the new Pokemon games. A fire hose.
Okay.
Ooh, that fun.
I can see Mr. Owl being fucking blasted in the face with a...
That corrugated hose stuff, but it's made out of metal that they put around junction boxes. What are we talking about next week? I hope to God it's better than palindromes.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We appreciate you sticking around for this very short episode, even talking about dick and euphemism for dick.
I haven't talked about cock on this show in a while, so...
You're right. Next week... Instead of palindromes, we're talking about cocktails.
Ooh,
cocktails
is
what we're talking about. We've already done, like, beach drinks.
We did
beach drinks. But it was, like, specifically drinking those cocktails and then talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we're going to talk about this, Padre. I hope, or I imagine it's going to be something kind of like the wine, but maybe we don't have, like, a specific list.
It'll and be the boys like, and eyes.
Yeah, we're just talking about things while we're drunk, which is fine.
It'll be fun.
But we appreciate you sticking around listening to this. I already said that, but
all the appreciation in the world.
Would like to email us any questions, concerns, comments, or anything else, you can do so at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. You can find us on our website at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. We've got information about upcoming episodes. Has that been updated recently? Okay, we've got information about upcoming episodes. We'll get us talking about each other and ourselves, and we've got links to a bunch of stuff. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All This Is Why You're Wrong 1. You can tweet at me at Double Owls.
You can tweet at me at PHNOV1.
Yep.
Deuces.